Welcome to the Joy Felipe Bruce podcast. Sister Joy Felipe is a daughter of Bishop Dyke Heward Mills and the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Cathedral of the United Denominations, originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches. The Fountain of Life Cathedral is a thriving church of young, energetic people full of life for the Lord. Sister Joy is also an itinerant minister of Dyke Heward Mills Ministries. She travels extensively, holding pastors' conferences and bringing ministry-related books by Bishop Dyke Heward Mills to the nations. She is the evangelist of the Blessed Salvation Crusade. Now be blessed and refreshed as you listen to this inspired message by Sister Joy.
Let's be on our feet as we welcome our pastor to feed us with an anointed word this morning. Mommy, you are back and we are so glad to see you. We are so glad to have you back.
He holds my life, Jesus the man of Galilee. Oh, come on, lift your voice a little louder. Whether rain or shine, day or night, he leads the way. He holds my life,
he holds my life.
Galilee, whether rain or shine, day or night,
he
holds the rain and storms of my life, and gives me peace, perfect peace, no one can love me as Jesus does. Shedding his blood for me. Oh, what a friend. Oh, what a friend that Jesus is.
Oh, what a friend.
Oh, what a friend. Oh, what a friend that Jesus is.
Oh, put your hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let us pray.
Father, we are just so grateful to be together again. Thank you for your mercy, your grace, your goodness to us. As we assemble one more time together, be with us and speak to us. To you be all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you. Take your seat. Amen. Oh, this is my Bible. It's true. Please stand to your feet. I beg you. Find your Bible. Let's make our confession. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today I'll be taught the word of God. I'll never be the same. Never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you. Take your seat. Hallelujah. Thank you for such a sweet welcome. Hey, Enchale, you're looking nice, Pa, I have to say. Well, it's great being back here, and thank you for your prayers. I felt them. Are you in the church? I could feel them. One time I was sitting on one flight or the other, and the plane dropped. And somebody screamed, come again? Exactly that. Now, when we say the plane dropped, what does it mean? It dropped. Yeah, dropped. Dropped, you know. So... It dropped suddenly. So, you know, there was a shout, you know, and I was sitting there. I said, but Lord, shouldn't I be afraid? I don't know if you get my, there should be a response. There wasn't. And I just said, Lord, thank you for the people at home praying for me. I can feel the prayer. Amen. I can feel the prayer. So God bless you so much. And it was really appreciated. It was quite an experience traveling across different time zones. And at a point, some of you sent me texts. I didn't answer, not because I didn't want to answer, but when I'm awake, you are asleep. When at a point, I lost count. Yeah, it's 4 hours behind Ghana, 6 hours behind Ghana, 8 hours in front of Ghana. I lost count. I just lost count. But thank you. And thank you for your Mother's Day messages. Amen. And amen. Before I start preaching, we're going to be talking about the Holy Spirit. And I just reserved, normally when I come back, I'm not a pictures person. I'm just not good at it. Forgive me. So I like other people's pictures. But there was a place that they insisted I should go. And I was glad I went there. And I just took a few pictures. Because today we're going to be talking about the Holy Spirit. And we're going to be talking about the fact that Noah was, the Holy Spirit. We're talking about the dove of the Holy Spirit. And he had to release a dove. He released a raven first. The raven, they didn't come back. The raven doesn't mind spoiled things. But the dove does. And the dove went out and the dove came back. And this, the few pictures I put together are pictures of somebody's life's work. Somewhere in the U.S., yes, in Louisville. The person, a pastor, he spent a lot of years, they did a lot of study, and they made the ark. They made it, So I just wanted to give you an impression. So I'm standing here so you can see the size of the ark behind. Yeah, this is a distance, It's made completely from wood, and they tried to just read the scripture and bring it to us. These are just some of our church members who went with me to the place. But you see, it just gives you an idea of the size. You see it for miles, long before you get there. So please, when you get to Louisville, tell them to take you to the Ark. Then they also tried to show us, the pictures are put together randomly, I'm sorry, but this was to show us how life was inside the Ark. So this is the kitchen. In fact, everybody, they had labeled it, everybody and his wife, and everybody had their quarters inside inside the ark. So here they are. They had some beans they were preparing. This is the blacksmiths when they were still building, showing you the work that it took. And you see, it was very serious. You should see the amount of work. Now, this is where the birds live. All the birds. Remember God said you should bring two of every kind. So they had, this is where the birds live. And I don't even remember what I was showing you here, but you take it like that. Take it. And then the fact that they had to bring in enough food, they didn't know how long they were going to be in there for. So they had to bring in food. And the guys, they've done a lot of research. Now, this is my favorite picture. You know why? We are standing in front of what they measured to be the door of the ark. Do you remember the Bible said it was so big and that God shut the door? So these are the measurements of the door. And you can see that we are full-grown human beings. And you see how short we are there. So just showing you the size of the door. Just showing you the size of the door of the ark. I thought it was a very precious tour. I don't know if there are any more pictures, but if you have any more, you can. Yeah. So please, when you visit Louisville, go and look for the ark. I have a few other pictures. I didn't give them everything. But it's just I felt that they did a good job, What they had done was to try and prove that scientifically it is possible. Yeah. They had done a lot of work. They show you how it's possible to get species of every kind. So they broke it down, the types of species and how each one, and everybody has their quota. They did a very, very good job. In fact, at a place I jumped because I thought there was a crocodile behind me. It wasn't it's just the sound, the sound. So it's like the reptiles, this is their location, this is where they'll be. And the thing is in three stories, and it takes you about 2.5 hours to just go through the whole thing. Yeah. And you could see why this is Noah's life's work. Yeah. And it was really something, So God bless you. I just wanted to share this with you. Amen. Tell your neighbor, I'll be going to Louisville soon. And I'm going to see the ark myself. Amen. I think that some of these things are just a help to one's faith. You look at it and you see that, yeah, exactly. You see that it's really something, It's really something. The interesting thing was that they had all the personalities there. I had another slide where they envisaged Noah praying with his family. at the beginning of the flood, when they, in fact, at a point they had a place where the sound of water, how a storm, but how a storm would sound. Yeah, you could see. That's what I'm saying, somebody's life's work. And he had people who supported the whole project, you know, to bring it, yeah, into fruition. So we thank God for such things. Amen. Are you going to be there? Yeah, I hope that it will trigger somebody's faith to desire and go and come. Amen. Beautiful. Let's take a few announcements before I start preaching. You know, as usual, our Tuesday service is going to continue. This, I put it down for the present service people. They went home. We're here. So join us this and every Tuesday to learn something more. Amen. One of the things I like about the Tuesday service is the opportunity to ask questions. We're not able to do that on a Sunday. Yeah, we're not able to do that on a Sunday. And just that factor alone helps you to go a bit deeper. You see, that question that's in your head. You know, sometimes you have a question. When I went to stand by the door of the ark, I didn't realize I had a question. The how big was the door? But going to stand, I said, I understand. Now I understand how the door can be so big that it takes God to shut it. You know, yeah. Anyway, so beautiful. So we have our service on Tuesday. Then I'm happy to announce to you that we have Sounds of Joy coming up. Amen. Unfortunately, Pastor Esau is